I'm Sydney Waters with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau, and this is your Consumer Handbook. Impersonation is a common tactic used in all sorts of scams, but recently, BBB has received reports of a few different cases where scammers impersonated a reputable local business to trick customers or fellow businesses into handing over money. In one case, scammers impersonated a heavy equipment and vehicle sales company based in Marble Hill, Missouri, with fake websites and deceptive social media ads, costing consumers over $223,000 in total. In another, a Cape Girardeau, Missouri real estate company reported to BBB that someone impersonated owners of their listings and hired a tree service company. They asked for two trees to be cut down, then overpaid for the service and asked the tree service company to send a check back with the difference, trying to trick them into an overpayment scheme. When scammers impersonate a reputable business, they're trying to abuse its stakeholders' trust for their own ends. It can be devastating for everyone involved, and if your business is impersonated, it can take a long time for you to build trust back with your customers or business partners. Scammers are very accomplished at creating convincing fake websites, logos, and listings. It can be tough to tell an impersonator from a real local business. BBB advises taking a thorough look at a few key details and has tips for business owners to recover if their business is being impersonated. So what are the red flags of an imposter scam? Urgency. In most versions of imposter scams, someone will try to pressure you to act now. The imposter will create a scenario that may convince you to respond and follow their instructions, like an overdue invoice or an overpaid bill. Too good to be true deals. If the service you're interested in is extremely discounted, think twice before purchasing. Scammers advertise huge discounts to reel people in. Look-alike websites, logos, and posts. Imposters can create fake websites that look real with the real company's logo and images and a similar URL. Same goes for social media accounts, letters, phone calls, and texts. Look closely at all details. Contacting you out of the blue. If anyone contacts you unexpectedly and demands payment, take that as a red flag, even if they insist they're a business partner of yours. Get familiar with how your favorite local companies communicate with you. They generally won't text you out of nowhere to demand payment. So how can you avoid imposter scams? Stay calm. Resist the urge to act immediately, no matter how dramatic the story is or how intimidating the caller sounds. Don't reply directly. Don't respond to any calls, texts, or emails that you think may be from an imposter. Instead, call the company directly to verify the message that was sent over the phone or the call received. Verify contact information. Go directly to the business's website and find the contact information so you can be sure you were dealing with the actual company. It's a red flag if the website doesn't have a physical address anywhere. Check the details. Scammers are great at making fake websites or social media pages, but the details will usually tell them apart from the real deal. Look closely at the logo, the website URL, and the company's phone number and address. If something looks off, like blurry images on a website or a strange area code on a text or phone call, think twice before responding or acting. Use a credit card. That way, it's easier to dispute a charge or get your money back if something does go wrong. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.